If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life.
Daily update number 11. Pumped up, kinda, it's great. This weekend, wife was out of town. So it's been a sad weekend, mystery, see that correction? It's been good though, good weekend, working hard. We have made some serious progress here at GoMahi, which is really sweet. And remember, this is just for people in the future to hopefully learn something. Maybe you'll learn something now, maybe you won't, but made progress. We created our key insights, how might we portal for all of our students. We also are about to bring on a couple interns, as I mentioned, so I'm excited about that. Excited to get our interns on our team. We have decided to move forward with an attorney that we think will be perfect. Just as a heads up, all of you people out there that are looking to hire an attorney when you're running your startup, you have to make sure it's someone you can relate to. You have to make sure it's an attorney that's willing to actually give you a cost estimate on what you do, which is really important. And you have to make sure that that person actually understands the business that you're in. Super important. Like, seriously, very important. If you're not taking the time to find an attorney that's going to be your best friend, you're going to be screwed. So that's a quick summary. I'm just walking around because need exercise. But the thing that I want to touch on, I don't know if anybody out there that runs a company will find this valuable in any way, but basically educating entrepreneurs, it's another startup that I'm involved in. We were thinking about doing a major pivot and going to a freemium model. And I told you about this, I believe, on Thursday. We talked about it for a long time today, and we really thought about it, and we decided we can't do a freemium model. Because the thing is, when you go freemium and you do free kind of stuff, it's really hard to push to a paid service. But it's a lot easier to go from a paid service that doesn't work to a free model. Another big thing that we really discussed, and this is important for anyone that's running a startup, if you're in it with a bunch of partners, you need to take time to understand what each of you guys bring to the table. You need to figure out each person's value add. So to be more specific, in our company, we tried to make sure we all did the same thing, in a sense. We try to be a team. We try to work off of each other. And that doesn't necessarily work because you can't grow at an exponential rate when you're all doing the same thing. So we had to take a step back, divvy up tasks, and actually accept the things that we're good at and the things that we're bad at. I'm gonna give one shout out to one of my partners, Brandon Wilson. Number one, I never thought I'd be in business with him because, you know, he is a guy that, kindest guy on the earth, but when it came to startups and entrepreneurship, I would have never assumed that would be his thing. And the thing is, you know, this is his first company that he's a part of. So he doesn't really know a lot about startups and he's learning on the fly. But the reason why He is so incredibly valuable to our team is his ability to be self-aware. I'm going to hit that point again. His ability to be self-aware and having self-awareness allows him to be insanely valuable. And the reason for that is because he's so self-aware that he understands what he's bad at, and he understands what he's good at, and he doesn't let his ego get in the way. He's humble enough to make sure that the team is always in the best position to move forward, whether that involves him or not. That's something I'm not good at yet. And I think a lot of us aren't. So if you're in a company or you're an employee, be self-aware. Understand what you're really good at and understand what you're not so good at. And focus on the things you're good at. Make sure that becomes the center of your work life. That's it, really. It's really that simple. Once we all become self-aware enough, we all start to become happier. We all start to succeed more. I accepted a long time ago as a kid that I wasn't going to the NBA. I get it. I'm a 6'3", barely athletic guy that just isn't going to make it. I'm not tall, not good. I'm self-aware enough to understand that. I'm self-aware enough to understand that I wouldn't be a good employee. I'm self-aware enough that I like to overpower conversations, so I need to take a step back and shut up. And that helps me significantly with communication, helps me with connections, helps me with building a company. So that's awesome. That's all I'm going to say about educating entrepreneurs. That's all I'm going to say about the day. Actually, I'm going to say one more thing. We're looking into Y Combinator, which is pretty interesting. Anyone, I don't know if anyone's heard of Y Combinator. It's down in Silicon Valley. It was created by Paul Graham. He's currently retired now, but Y Combinator basically invests $150,000 into a business and then forces that CEO and group of founders to live there for 3 months in Silicon Valley. But it is an insane opportunity. If any of you guys are thinking about starting a startup, if you're thinking about running a business, maybe think about applying to Y Combinator. We haven't yet. But I definitely believe there is a future with us being at Y Combinator. So I'll keep you updated on stuff like that. And this is a long-term journey. So there's going to be updates that mean completely nothing to you. And this might have been one of them because I didn't have a lot of content today. So have a lovely day, lovely night, lovely morning, whatever time of day it is. Peace.